There is a good chunk of people across the world who watch the Super Bowl because they like American football. And then there's the rest of us who don't really care about American football, but are very interested in the advertising and the halftime show. So today, a history inside Super Bowl halftime ads.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the Let Me Explain podcast. Sean Defoe here with you. Don't forget to follow the podcast on whatever platform it is you're listening so you can keep up to date on all of the latest episodes. Now, the Super Bowl is this Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs facing off against the Philadelphia Eagles at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans as they attempt a historic three-peat win. And that's great. Fine. Good luck to them. Best of luck. I'm not here for that. I'm here for the halftime show. I am here for the ads as well, because I love American advertising and the creativity they put into it and just the sheer cost and excess of it. There's something about, you know, the smell of nachos and cheese and all this junk food as Americans get around to watch it, or Irish people get up an insane amount of times. You always know there's going to be a few men in their 20s and 30s in your office on Monday morning who look tired as hell because they stayed up through most of the night. You can just about guarantee it. And the spectacle and the money about it is just insane. 30-second ad spots for the Super Bowl sell for as much as $8 million, which sounds absolutely insane. And a lot of places that are reporting on this are saying that is an insane amount of money to pay for 30 seconds. And then you go somewhere like Forbes, which has a very different view on it, sees it as good value because a 30-second ad spot selling for $8 million might be cheap to the big tech companies who will be heavily involved this year, because with 200 million viewers, you're talking about 5 cents per viewer who may see your ad. So that is the other side of it, and they view as maybe cheaper even than other sports shows. Big outlay, very, very big audience. And it's expected that this year you're going to see an awful lot of AI in the different advertising. The maker of ChatGPT, OpenAI, they are expected to debut an ad at the Super Bowl this year with their first ever television commercial. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Google is also promoting its Gemini language model, and, you know, loads of them. Meta expected to advertise AI Ray-Bans, all this kind of thing. And you can already, like, the creativity and thought that goes into these ads is really something else. So some of them, for example, that are going to be there this year are already playing on each other. They really do enlist the very, very biggest stars. So Ben Affleck, for example, has enlisted Jeremy Strong, the guy from, you may know from Succession. And they partner with his brother Casey Affleck to bring you this ad for Dunkin' Donuts.
Jeremy is a method actor.
What is that?
Coming out to his ready.
The acting method.
From the book.
There's a book?
He's preparing. He's doing his research.
I never did no research on nothing. Look where I'm at.
Exactly.
But big time now.
You ruined it.
Do I ruin it, or do you have a breakfast named after you?
Oh.
Hey. What are you doing in there?
We're doing a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, right?
Right.
I'm just trying to find the character. I think I found a way in.
You're from Boston. I'm from Boston. Dunkin' is Boston. Boston is Paul Revere. One if by land, two if by sea. Redcoats are coming.
You're an artist, and I know what that's like, but how long is it going to take for the bean method?
I mean, I'll be ready in like 3 hours.
You should have paid for Matt.
I told you that.
So you could see at the end, poking a little bit of fun at Matt Damon. But don't worry, of course, Matt Damon is getting paid this Super Bowl season as well, because he's featuring in an ad for Stella Artois with none other than David Beckham.
Mom, Dad?
We have something to tell you.
You have a twin brother we never told you about.
I'm sorry.
So, what's his name?
Other David.
You called him Other David?
If there's two Davids, one has to be Other David.
Where is he?
Left him in America.
Are you...
Beckham. Dave Beckham.
No way.
Hey, what'd you say your name was?
David.
Try one of these. That is the best buffalo wing in the county.
You eat buffalo?
No, it's just chicken. It was invented in Buffalo, the city.
So it's not buffalo.
You all right, man?
Still got it?
Come on, guys. Sorry, it's a thing I do.
Oh! You drink Stella?
I have taste, David.
There's something I have to tell you.
My brother is a famous soccer player?
Yeah.
So how famous are you? Like Matt Damon famous?
Maybe Ben Affleck famous.
That's a shame.
You have to wonder how much they cost in total, because whatever about, let's say you pay $8 million just for the 30-second slot, you then also have to pay David Beckham and Matt Damon to appear. And I somehow imagine they don't come very cheap and to put the production together. But of course, particularly in the world we have now, these ads aren't just a once-off and they can last for an awful long time, particularly in the world of social media. So we're going to get to a couple in a minute that you definitely know from Irish television, but that debuted in the Super Bowl. But they go back, I mean, the reputations go back as far as 1984, and this being a particularly notable Super Bowl ad from Apple.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification directives.
This parodying the 1984 book by George Orwell, where you have a subjugated society enslaved basically to some autocratic government, and then a woman with a giant hammer runs through this with large breasts and a revealing top, because it's the Super Bowl, you know, why not, carrying a massive hammer, and throws it at the screen and sets them all free, and such is the advertising. That's probably one of the most famous ones.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh, and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
And it's mad to see the difference in advertising if you go back to some of the very first Super Bowls. Let's go back, for example, to the early 70s.
Latest U.S. government figures show silver thins lowest in tar and nicotine of all 100s tested, lower than most kings. Can a cigarette that tastes as good as silver thins actually be that low in tar and nicotine? Read the United States government figures. Try Silver Thins now in menthol too.
There was only about six Super Bowls where they could actually advertise cigarettes, but alcohol, as you will see, features pretty heavily in the lineup of it. We already heard David Beckham's Stella ad. Like some of them, I'm going to get into some that are kind of artsy. We've already heard one from 1984. Some are just a bit silly, but get people going. Like this one from the year 2000 and Budweiser.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo! You pick up the phone! Hello?
What's up?
What's up? Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's that?
What's
that? Hold on. Hello?
So what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
There you go, the high end of advertising there. Some of them do actually pretend to have a link to football, this one from Reebok in 2003.
When we asked Reebok to send us Terry Tate, some people thought we were crazy. But I'm a firm believer in paradigm breaking, outside the box thinking.
Hey, buddy.
Break was over 15 minutes ago, Mitch!
And since Terry's been with us, our productivity has gone up 46%. We're getting more from our employees than ever before.
You know you need a cover sheet on your TPS reports, Richard! That ain't new, baby!
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Janice! Paging
me. But what's really impressed me is how Terry's become part of the Felcher family. He fits right in here.
That's a long distance call, Doug!
Now, of course, if you are paying $8 million for a 30-second ad, well, that's quite a lot of money, and you might not have that money to put into your advertising budget. So some people have tried to get around it, particularly during lean years like 2009, when Miller decided to put up a 1-second ad. Here it is.
High life!
Let's go again, one more time.
High life!
high life. That's what he's saying, the high life. And it's literally a man dressed as a delivery person in front of stacks and stacks and stacks of beer and a big banner saying Miller. And that was it. Just 1 second. Grab the attention. Quick. And no messing around. Some of them, as I mentioned, have made it into the mainstream and will be very familiar to you. Started life in the Super Bowl, like this 2010 ad for Old Spice.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
And then some of them go a different tack. They're not silly. They're not necessarily celebrity, although sometimes they do involve it and try to capture the mood of a nation at a time. And I have a feeling we may see something like this, perhaps, if any of the advertisers is brave enough to make a commentary on Donald Trump. Not so sure they will. This is football we're talking about, but you know, you could see it. This is from 2012. Obviously, America not in a great state like most of the world in 2012, still recovering from the recession. It's a Chrysler ad narrated by Clint Eastwood.
It's halftime. Both teams are in their locker room discussing what they can do to win this game in the second half. It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're all scared because this isn't a game. The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pulled together. Now Motor City is fighting again. I've seen a lot of tough eras, a lot of downturns in my life, and times when we didn't understand each other. It seems that we've lost our heart at times. The fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead. But after those trials, we all rallied around what was right and acted as one. Because that's what we do. We find a way through tough times, and if we can't find a way, then we'll make one. All that matters now is what's ahead. How do we come from behind? How do we come together? And how do we win? Detroit's showing us it can be done. And what's true about them is true about all of us. This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
Now, could you get much more Murica than that? Not just America, Murica. Proper Murica. Detroit, cars, Clint Eastwood, Super Bowl. Pretty much ticks it all. The other brands that do get involved in some of these and try to get your attention, often their food, let's be honest, it is the American market. Here's one from Doritos that got a lot of attention at the time, 2014.
Hey, Mr. Smith, want to try out my time machine? It runs on Doritos.
Sure. So now what?
Gotta put the whole bag in.
Okay.
Yes.
It's really working, Jimmy! This is the greatest moment of my life!
Get out of my yard!
Jimmy, you're so old.
It's the future!
And many of you will be familiar with the Snickers ads. You know, you're not you when you're hungry. They started at the Super Bowl 2016 when, he must have been paid quite a bit of money for this, Willem Dafoe dressed up as Marilyn Monroe.
Action!
Sweetheart, don't look at me like that. It's going to be amazing.
This is a disaster.
Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway grate?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry.
Better?
Much better.
This scene will never make the cut. Morons.
Bill Murray, famously not into ads, sees himself as an actor, if you like. But he was tempted back by the money in 2020 when they made him do a recreation of Groundhog Day for Jeep, as in Jeep Jeeps.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. It's Groundhog Day. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today.
Phil? Hey, Phil!
No, not you.
It's me, Ned Ryerson!
Okay, little fella, good job.
That's different.
Good job.
Hey! I got it. He got the groundhog!
And then in recent years, some of them have been getting really creative. Coinbase did a kind of clever ad. Do you remember DVD players? And when they would be sort of into standby mode, they had this little box that would bounce around the screen. Coinbase in 2022 just held a minute-long ad of that, except it was a QR code. And when people scanned the QR code, it brought them to a link where they could sign up for the cryptocurrency exchange and get $15 worth of free Bitcoin. Probably a pretty good investment now, even if they did it only a few years ago. That would be worth quite a bit more money. And then one of the streaming services in the US, Tubi, it's called, one of the many, many streaming services, did quite a clever ad where it looks as though it's flicked back to the coverage of the Super Bowl before making it look as though someone has exited out of the stream to go into the streaming service and put on Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie movie. So they are getting very, very clever about it. But really, as with every year, this is all going to be about those who get the cameo. And some of them just work. Some of them are going to be stupid. They'll just be, I was here for the money. What are you going to do? But some actors really get into it, like Michael Cera, who wanted to represent the face cream brand CeraVe.
I'm Michael Cera, and human skin is my passion, which is why I developed this.
CeraVe.
Oh, you didn't know?
Can skin truly be this moisturized?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let my cream hydrate you.
Three essential ceramides. CeraVe. Developed with Michael Cera. V.
We like? So my name is Cera. And so it's a perfect crossover opportunity.
Some of the other ads confirmed for this year, Matthew McConaughey doing something for Uber Eats that involves him getting absolutely lashed on in the rain. And quite a funny one where Cher goes back in time and is burned at the stake as a witch. So, you know, you can hear, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Honestly, more interesting to me than the actual football itself. And this could be another record viewership with Taylor Swift's attendance again, with I think Kendrick Lamar doing the halftime show. So one of those great feasts of America in an era where America is getting less and less likable and attractive. Maybe it's just a bit of a distraction that we can all indulge in. Especially those big brands who spent so much money getting to our screens. That's it for this episode of Let Me Explain. Thanks for listening. And as always, don't forget to follow and subscribe to keep up to date on new episodes. And I will chat to you soon.